2 days of 100-degree heat this week in Gaza gave Palestinians and aid workers alike an unwelcome preview of a sweltering summer to come. NPR's Becky Sullivan in Tel Aviv has this story with reporting from Anas Baba in Gaza.
Normally this time of year, Gaza is pretty temperate. Not this week, though. By God, it's hellfire, says Mohammed Ayash. Red hot death. It's killing us. So hot, he says, he had to rebuild his tent. It's a modest tent that he and his family have been living in these past few months. A triangle wooden frame with rugs and fabric for walls. Ayash built it himself. But like so many of the more than a million displaced Palestinians who are now squeezed into Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, Ayash and his family came here in the wintertime, when it was cold and rainy. Back then, to keep his family dry, he had lined the whole tent with plastic sheets held in place by the wooden boards he nailed together. But this week, as temperatures topped 100 degrees, the tent became a sauna. It was unbearable, he says. By Friday, the heat wave had broken, but the two hot days were enough for an unwelcome taste of the hot Gaza summer to come. It's been more than half a year since the Hamas-led attack on Israel, and since then, Israel's military campaign has displaced most of Gaza's population from their homes, the UN says. We didn't expect things to reach a point where we're still sitting here into May and June, says Sharif Mazen Abu Oda. He has a house in northeastern Gaza, but he ran away in the first week or two of the war. And now, like thousands of others, he's living in a makeshift shelter with no air conditioning, no refrigerator. His newborn is lying on her back, hot and still, on the floor of the tent. And all he can do is to fan her with a plate. Nobody else in the world is living the life that we're currently suffering from here in Gaza, he says. The work of humanitarian organizations has become a critical part of life in Gaza, with so many Palestinians who need help. And the heat makes that work harder, says Scott Anderson, the deputy director of operations in Gaza for the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians.
You have staff picking up trash. You have staff distributing food to the shelters, staff in the shelters, making sure those are running. So it's miserable, but we just have to keep working.
Some aid workers were able to start their days at dawn in order to wrap up before the heat peaked in the afternoon. But others had to work through it, Anderson says, like those at the border crossings where precious humanitarian aid comes in each day. The UN agency reported several heat injuries among its staff this week. There are other health concerns, too. The UN also warns that infectious disease spreads more quickly in the scorching heat. So on Thursday, Palestinians found any way they could to stay cool. At a water truck, little kids gathered underneath the spigots, dancing in the drips of water that spilled down when adults above them filled up their jugs. Women in the privacy of their shelters took off their hijabs to dip them in water before putting them on again. And thousands flocked to the Mediterranean Sea, among them a 5-year-old boy named Zachariah. The beach was fun, Zachariah says. His dad, though, who gave only his first name, Haitham, said this week's heat wave was torture, and the worst, he says, is yet to come. We are very afraid of the summer, Haitham says. We don't know what we'll do with our children now that the heat has begun. We're terrified. With Anas Baba in Rafah, Gaza, I'm Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.